Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. Which is more important, chemistry or compatibility? Are they equally important? Well, one of the biggest challenges in romantic relationships is knowing how to find the balance between chemistry and compatibility. I'm going to show you how to choose a partner based on both. So first we need to define chemistry and compatibility. Chemistry is that visceral feeling, the excitement and desire that we feel when we first meet somebody. We have a craving for intimacy. We have an animal magnetism. And so I'm going to share four signs of instant chemistry, that feeling we feel when we meet somebody. It's like those instant sparks. So the first sign is elevated heart rate. You start feeling like little heart palpitations. The second one is a rush of blood to your genitals. You get that excitement down there. The third one is butterflies in your belly. And number four, sweaty palms. Some people get sweaty palms when they're really excited to meet somebody. We can mistake these four signs as love at first sight. And that is dangerous because without compatibility, these kinds of sparky relationships are going to crash and burn. Chemistry that is off the charts at the beginning is also unsafe because it's often anxiety inducing. It's easy when you're feeling so attracted to put somebody on a pedestal and then you lose yourself and you miss red flags. I'm going to share three signs of healthy chemistry. Number one, connection that makes you want to see them again. You're looking forward to getting to know them. Number two, laughing together. That kind of connection is exciting. And number three, feeling like you just get each other. Now let's define compatibility. Compatibility is about comfort, trust, warmth, mutual admiration and affection. It's about a couple's ability to get along and communicate well. Here are four signs of compatibility. Number one, common values. Number two, good communication. Number three, good conversation. Number four, common interests. And number five, you complement each other. You're calming, the other person benefits from your calm, and they provide a level of excitement and adventure that you don't have. So those are signs of compatibility. Which do we need, chemistry or compatibility? We need both. Chemistry is important at the start of a relationship because it makes you want to get physically close. Compatibility makes you want to continue to get to know that person. Said another way, chemistry is the desire to go towards somebody, and compatibility makes us want to stay. Compatibility helps us to grow together and get through tough times. It's the foundation of a relationship, and without it, that relationship will not last. Chemistry can fade with time if it's only chemistry, while compatibility helps sustain and grow the relationship. The paradox is, how can you be excited by someone who also makes you feel safe? How can you relax around somebody who also arouses you? And that's the balance that we're looking for. Can chemistry or compatibility grow? Many people believe that chemistry and compatibility cannot be forced. You either click when you first meet or you don't. You can try to ignore the lack of either chemistry or compatibility, but that doesn't work either. So what do? If you keep valuing the sparks of chemistry instead of prioritizing compatibility, you could be attracting relationships that are toxic to you. Relationships that are mostly based in chemistry often crash and burn. Relationships that have a strong base of compatibility can flourish and grow. But the attraction and chemistry has to grow too, or you're basically just platonic friends. And if that's not what you're looking for, you want to look for a balance of chemistry plus compatibility. When your relationship has both, that's the secret sauce. You want an ongoing balance between safety and arousal, security and excitement. So how do you do that? Number one, take your time discovering whether you're compatible before you get too physical. You jump into bed with somebody, you often will lose your head and miss a lot of important signs. Number two, if your partner has everything you thought you wanted and needed, but the chemistry does not grow with time, it's probably time to leave. There are other people out there where you'll have all of it. And number three, remember, there is no perfect match. As long as there's a good balance of chemistry and compatibility, you're probably in the right relationship. Mastering the ability to balance excitement with security and safety is the key to finding lasting happiness in your romantic relationship.
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.